You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have Heather Venegay Whipple from Professional Connections in Watertown, South Dakota. She is a financial advisor with Thrivent Financial. Heather, how are you today?
Hi, good.
So Heather reached out to us because she wanted to change her classification in BNI. And I'm sure it was just a simple email that you sent out, not thinking much. But when I saw it, I thought, what an opportunity for a podcast. Because the reason why she was changing it was to be a little more specific in her classification. And as most of our listeners know, the financial planning seat is a pretty common one that is filled, taken, and there's many pieces that they can touch on. But with most seats, there's always an opportunity to branch out a little bit. But there is one extra piece to this podcast that I want everybody to know out of the chute. Heather is in a BNI chapter that is a community of 22,000 people. So, you know, you hear all the time, oh, well, I'm in a small town, or our area is just not big enough. Well, I think Heather really proves that wrong today, that it doesn't matter what size of town you're in. It really matters on the connections and the relationships that you build. And of course, BNI has just been a great opportunity for her. So, and I got to give credit to her. She wrote out one of the best layouts I've had with a visitor on the podcast. So thank you for doing that. You made my job very easy, Heather, by all means. But Heather, let's get started with the first topic. You know, what was your first impression of BNI coming in as filling that financial seat?
You know, I think you come in the beginning and you obviously meet the people and you feel the culture of BNI, and it's great. But I don't think you always understand what giver's gain is truly until you've been there a while. And I think as I got to know the group and build those relationships, I became to really understand what giver's gain was. And that contributed to part of me wanting to change my role.
Mm-hmm. And Heather has held the president's position. Have you done any, like, vice president or secretary, treasurer too?
Education.
And yep. The education, I love that seat personally. So then she came in, and what classification did you switch to?
Yeah, so I was financial advisor and I've switched to life insurance specialist.
Now, and this is kind of what sparked my interest. And in the email, it says you're very open to have a financial investor join the chapter then, correct?
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
So what do you see as the lack of benefits filling kind of those two seats? Because now you're being very specific. And right. There's a lot of topics we talk about. They call them category cowboys, where, you know, people join and they're like, well, I'm going to do everything. When really we talk about growth and connections and everything, there's a huge benefit to growing outside of that. So you wrote it best. Kind of tell us the lack of benefits for trying to take all those seats.
Right. And I kind of lived it for a couple of years, and it took me a little bit of time to first learn what BNI was and how it all worked together, and then to decide I wanted to change my category, and then think about how that would impact everybody in the group and myself. And I've just learned, I think, as my practice is growing and as I have grown as a professional, and then from what we learn in BNI, that specific is terrific, right? Like, and I know we say that, but that's what we have to do. And we just get that 1 minute every week to really train people on what we offer within our practices or our businesses. And I found that I needed to really get specific and be fair to my people in my chapter to educate them on what I do. And so that's why I decided to change.
Excellent. And so why were you really open to it? You talked about getting the education stuff, but why are you open then to having that other seat filled?
Right. I always think that we can, the more people in the group, the better off we are, you know, and we need to stay in our lanes and in our category. And there are professionals out there that do investment advising on a different level than what I do, right? And so if someone comes in, they're going to make my practice stronger, and I can make them stronger through life insurance, because 75% of my practice is life insurance. And so it's super clear that's what I'm passionate about, and that's what I'm good at and what I like to do. So if somebody came in that was super passionate about investments, we would be very complementary to each other. And I'm really looking for that person to join our group. That would be perfect, I think. So.
And would it be beneficial to have somebody in your circle already, or possibly another member inviting that visitor to bring a new connection or a new introduction for you?
Yeah, I mean, really anything, right? I mean, we're very into finding visitors and guests to come to our meetings. That's super important. And I think it doesn't matter where those connections start with, just so that we connect each other. And that's what B&I is all about, right? Just making our sphere even that much bigger and having that many more people to network with.
Absolutely. And it's amazing how far that can grow out, especially with the app and everything now, you know, coming from Watertown. But let me rephrase that. From my time I've spent in South Dakota, it's been, if you believe me, it's been about 5, if not 6 years that I've been working with the chapters in the area. But I find everybody either knows somebody or has somebody that lives in Watertown. Like, yeah. It's kind of funny how that works, right? And I think you find that the more you can grow outside of that, the more you're probably going to get referred even back into Watertown, even though it doesn't come directly from there.
It's true.
Technology, I think, has really helped us with that.
Yep. Technology, and it's kind of a small world at the end of the day.
I agree. Happens in Nebraska, too. Well, Heather, any final thoughts that you would throw out there for members that might be in this position like you were?
Yeah, you know, I think even to a member that's in my position, or if you're just new starting, I would say, you know, come into B&I and be super open-minded about learning, right? That's the first thing we're there to do, is just to learn what other people are doing, to grow professionally, to become better speakers, and to share your mission a little better. And then don't hesitate to just change. I mean, as your practice changes and grows in your business, make adjustments, and your fellow chapter members will appreciate that and understand that, and also kind of grow with you. And I also think it's important, we talked a little bit about it, but just to talk about it a little more, you know, don't hesitate to look outside your chapter and make sure and attend events and networking events where there's several chapters together. We're lucky in our region, we've had some of those. So from Watertown, we go to Sioux Falls. One of the strongest connections I've made was with an attorney that specializes in farm succession planning, and that's exactly what I do. And I met her through B&I, and we have made a huge connection, and she has helped me to better serve my members month after month. And so don't hesitate to reach from one chapter to the other chapter too.
That's right. It's a global network that we have.
Global.
Well, if you like this podcast, please share, subscribe, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Heather, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your insight on this. Like I said, I feel this is something that's difficult for members to learn or accept. But like you said, specific is terrific. And I find when members focus or shift over to a specific focus, they tend to make more and get more out of their B&I, because it's easier for the members to understand what they're looking for. And I think that's exactly what you're getting at, correct?
Yep. Thanks for having me, Brandon. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official B&I Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.